This is VOA News. By a vote, I'm Diane Roberts. Approximately 284,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the hardest-hit country, the United States, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed cases. The head of the World Health Organization said the slow, steady lifting of lockdowns was key. In parts of Europe, officials have been emboldened by declining death rates. Monday, Italy reported fewer than 1,000 people in an intensive care treatment for the new coronavirus for the first time since March 10th, when the country went into confinement, and is preparing for a large-scale reopening next week when museums, shops, cultural sites, churches, and libraries will reopen. But a resurgence of infections in China and South Korea offered a sobering reminder of the dangers of a second wave of infections. South Korean officials are trying to track down thousands of people after a small cluster of coronavirus cases emerged around several nightclubs and bars in the capital of Seoul. The new outbreak has sent infections rebounding to a one-month high. The Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak, plans to conduct citywide nucleic acid testing over a period of 10 days, according to an internal document seen by Reuters and two sources familiar with the situation. The document showed every district in the city has been told to submit a detailed testing plan by Tuesday for their respective area. The Wuhan Health Authority could not be immediately reached for comment outside of business hours. The city of 11 million people reported its first cluster of new infections over the weekend after a months-long lockdown was lifted April 8th. From Washington, this is VOA News. India also reported a record daily rise in cases, but said it would begin to restart passenger railway services Tuesday. Its population of 1.3 billion people has been on lockdown since March. People in Chad who refuse to wear obligatory protective masks in public now face a 15-day jail term and a fine. In a change of advice, the British government now says people should wear masks covering their mouth and nose in enclosed spaces such as business and subway trains. AP correspondent Charles reports.
The about face comes as part of a plan to gradually lift a nationwide lockdown imposed on March 23. In a 50-page document outlining next steps, the government says people should aim to wear a face covering in enclosed spaces where social distancing is not always possible and where they come into contact with others that they would not normally meet, for example, on public transport or in some shops. Officials say this is a recommendation rather than a rule, and people won't be penalised if they don't wear a mask. The roadmap document outlines a three-stage approach to ending lockdown beginning Wednesday with a relaxing of limits on outdoor exercise and leisure activity. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Factories in the United States and the U.S. state of Michigan can resume production Monday, enabling North American automakers to bring thousands of employees back to work more than 6 weeks after lockdown. The International Monetary Fund Board approved $2.77 billion in emergency aid for Egypt Monday. The money is to help the country deal with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. There's also movement in the sports world. Elite sport in England cannot return until at least June 1st and will have to take place without spectators present, according to a government document outlining guidelines to ease lockdown restrictions. English Premier League clubs are meeting Monday to discuss Project Restart, which aims for top-flight football to resume next month. Cricket and rugby authorities in England have said their sports will not resume until July. Denmark's Soccer Super League will resume its first match May 28th, according to the Danish League Association. Switzerland's professional soccer teams were allowed to trained for the first time Monday since the coronavirus stoppage, but most preferred to stay home amid uncertainty over whether the league would resume and concerns from the players' union. USA Today reports Major League Baseball owners are set to vote Monday on a proposal to resume spring training in June and opening day between July 1st and 4th. The plan includes a historic revenue-sharing component in which owners would share 48% of their revenue with players this shortened season. An Israeli parliament spokesman said the swearing-in of the joint administration of incumbent Premier Benjamin Netanyahu and his former rival Benny Gantz is on hold until Thursday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. Voice.